Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, I want to bring on somebody who I have a great deal of respect for, State Representative Danny Garrett. Danny represents District 44 in the Trustful, Clay, and Pinson area. He hails from the Trustful area himself. And listen, Representative Garrett also is he's a member of leadership in the State House. He's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Education Committee, which for those who may not realize, that means he's the education budget chairman. And being a budget chairman is a huge, hairy deal. He also is the one who chairs the committee that the bill related to Birmingham Southern just went through. And he's a member of the Jefferson County delegation, which has been doing what it can to help Birmingham Southern. So that being said, let me stop talking and bring on State Representative Danny Garrett. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Phil?
I'm good, man. Hey, thanks for making some time for us today. So this is fresh, and I just be honest with you, I recognize that the Jefferson County delegation is trying to do what it can for its district, but this whole thing has really been quite the measure of debate, especially in the House. Tell me what the latest is right now.
Well, let me go back and take you to the very beginning. I think the way we ended up in this position where we had this proposition before us was a year ago, we had about almost $3 billion of supplemental money that came across from the governor's in the governor's budget. So we had controlled our spending and not spent all we could have spent. And so we had like $3 billion to appropriate. And when the governor's budget came across last year, there were a lot of things in there that were, I guess, questionable from the education perspective. There was like $200 million per Main Street USA program that would have cleaned up town squares and things like that. There were just a lot of things in that supplemental that were, in our minds, not education related. So we pretty much started over. It had a water park in there and reimbursement for the World Games in Birmingham, in Jefferson County, Birmingham. So a lot of things like that. So when Chairman Orr and I got that budget, we both agreed that, look, we need to refocus this to education stuff. So we pretty much gutted that supplemental and did reallocation to education, more directly related projects. Now, along that way in that discussion, as we were taking out these things, this Birmingham Southern situation reached a crisis point, a critical point. And our thinking at the time with all of that was that, you know, at least here's a – it's a private entity. We realize the slippery slope you get into when you use public dollars to help these private entities.
Right.
But at the same time, it was education related. So, you know, I guess our perspective at that time was this is an education related group. Birmingham Southern has a long history. If you grew up in the Birmingham area, Jefferson County, you understand that. And, you know, some of us had a lot of thoughts related to that aspect. And all across the state, they're Birmingham Southern graduates. So, you know, no one doubts the contribution that college has made to our state. But at the time, we thought we'll set up this distressed loan program that will, with them in mind, but also it would be for any institution that was similar, because we just had, you know, we had all that money and we thought this is, why not try something that's education related?
Right. Okay, I got
and
that.
And we thought long and hard about how to do that, and we basically decided that the treasurer would be the best person to administer this. And we really were not voting last year to give the loan to Birmingham Southern. So specifically, we were basically saying, here's a distressed loan program the treasurer will administer. Do you want to vote this up or down? Do you support this? And I'll tell you that I think because of the Senate sponsors in the Senate, one, Senator Wagner, of course, who's a Birmingham Southern grad, it had an easier time in the Senate. When it hit the House, there was just a lot of concern. And you got to understand, too, and you understand this from the legislature, Jefferson County and Birmingham are not necessarily universally loved by the state legislature.
Brother, I can just tell you right now, any time that we saw a local bill with Birmingham or Jefferson County attached to it, we all stopped and looked at it really twice to make sure we knew what was what.
Yeah, because, you know, from you look at other perspectives in the state, they look at Jefferson County and Birmingham, and they see we have colleges and, you know, and museums and roads and, you know, parks and hospitals and things like that. They think there's a lot of money goes there anyway. So there's not a lot of love for or empathy for the needs there of the deal. And also, you just be fair, probably 80 to 90% of the filibustering that goes on in the legislature comes from Jefferson County.
Yes,
so
it does.
All that together means that, you know, there's not a lot of empathy statewide. So when it hit the House, there was a lot of concern about that. There was also just concern about, are we going down this, are we piercing a veil we want to pierce when it comes to this private, you know, support with public dollars. But the key to that was we actually had a meeting with both caucus, Democrat and Republican caucus, and what was able to get that loan program advanced was the fact that there was so much confidence and trust in Young Boozer. Young is a bright financial guy in Montgomery. He's viewed as one of the brightest, maybe the brightest financial mind. And so there was a lot of confidence that the House members had that this was not going to be just a bailout or just a rubber stamp. This would be something that Young would evaluate and assess and make a recommendation.
Right.
And it was to the point that a representative from South Alabama stood up and said, because this thing was not going to advance last year. And this representative said, I'd like to make an amendment that this program terminates when this man leaves office. And both caucuses jumped on that. So the program actually was, the loan program terminates when Young Boozer leaves office. So that was how much confidence they had. Well, Young went through his process last year and denied the loan.
Yeah.
And then things began to turn ugly, you know, Birmingham Southern sued him and all that. So went down that road. So we get to the point now this year where that's kind of dead. They're in an impasse. But Senator Wagner, Senator Smitherman brought back another bill in a second attempt. And this one was just another way of providing a loan option, but it removed Young from the process. And what I told them at the time and told Birmingham Southern at the time,
by the way, Danny, Representative Garrett, some would call that an end around is what that was. That's like, yeah, we didn't get what we wanted, so now we're running an end around.
So I told them, I said, this is going to be a problem in the House.
Yeah.
Because the House last year made a condition of the deal going forward, Young being in that is a gatekeeper. And so I think the bill had a lot of problems in the House from that perspective. Of course, it sailed through the Senate, came down to our committee, Ways and Means Committee, and we had a thorough debate. We actually substituted the bill, Representative David Faulkner, who has a lot of people in that district, in his district with Birmingham Southern connections. He carried the bill. We substituted the bill, tightened up the bill, added some amendments in committee. One was that it required that the local governments put skin in the game, because up to now we are not ready to get, you know, City of Birmingham or Jefferson County to put money into the program. Why should the state do it? If it was so important to the area, then you would think the local would participate. So this would require an investment. Of course, we were told that Birmingham was going to do that. But anyway, long story short, we tightened the bill, made it out of committee, but then we had a discussion in caucus, and there was just not anywhere near enough support in the Republican caucus to move this forward. I also understand that it was blowing up in the Democratic caucus as well. And I think there were some variety of reasons for that, but one was that I think in times past there had been some HBCUs or some other colleges that had similar type situations and gotten no support. So at the end of the day, I think what doomed it was removing Young in the House. Removing Young was just a death nail.
Right. Let me ask you, Danny, with a couple minutes, about 3 minutes left here. So two questions. One is, I think you probably kind of answered it, but to be clear, you think that truthfully the bill does not have support in the House and is likely dead at this point. If that's not correct, then just tell me. But the other question I have, though, is it possible that yesterday's announcement to close, while the legislature is still in session and the bill is still pending, is designed to get a sympathy vote from the legislature?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to. I think it's, as far as I believe that the matter is settled in the House, so I don't think it would move forward. But I know there was some time sensitivity last week that they wanted to get a decision last week, because I think spring break is this week for Birmingham Southern as well. They needed to make a decision, I think, about what to do, because they're going to have students now. I think they only have like 4 or 5 weeks of school left. So they were actually last week, they were trying to get us to do the public hearing and vote the same day in order to get this thing on the floor before we took our spring break. And our practice is we don't do public hearings and votes the same day. We're not bound by that, but this was such an issue, I didn't want to break that, you know, rule, and that's really our practice. So I think really the time sensitivity was they needed to know. So I think after the committee vote last week, they felt, you know, they had some hope. But I think after they understood where the caucus was, they realized that this wasn't moving forward. So I think it was just something they needed to do.
All right.
Well,
here's my next question for you. Would it change things if the legislature agreed to do it as long as young Boozer was president of the college? That's kind of a joke, but kind of not. I mean, the level of trust, and the guy knows how to manage money. I'm saying make young Boozer the president of Birmingham Southern. Maybe you can pull this thing out.
Yeah, and I'll say this too, that Young was pretty vocal last week in terms, and you know, he spoke at a public hearing, and he was, I know, very vocal about what he thought about this situation. So, that's an interesting thought. I'll have to think about that.
Well,
but I do. You know, we do. It's sad for the college, it's sad for the alumni, it's sad for the county, the city. But at the end of the day, I think that we really did all we could do to try to help that situation. And again, the House members just, I think, had their thoughts, and that's where we are.
Well, but that's also the legislative process, brother, and you and I both know that. It's a private institution that by its own admission has screwed up, and they're trying to get a bailout, and they asked for the legislature to do its job, and y'all did everything you could, but the reality is you also are allowing the people's representatives to have a say in what's happening with people's dollars, and so from this standpoint, I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we may touch base with you. Something changes. But right now, Mr. Chairman, State Representative Danny Garrett, thanks for your time today and adding some clarity.
We're burning through days. We got to get a budget done. So that's the next
thing. Yeah, you do. Get back to work, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah, good talking to you, man.
All right,
appreciate
take
it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, this State Representative Danny Garrett represents the Trustville area, House District 44, I believe. He's a budget chairman, which puts him in a position of leadership in the State House, telling us that the BSC bill is apparently dead, and this is not a design to get a sympathy vote. We'll see. I mean, anything can happen, but right now, that bill doesn't appear to have support. All right, Big Rig, take me to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. I'll take a few text messages and start moving towards the next topic, elections. Have consequences. Did you know that? They do, apparently. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.